see an NFL owner get wrapped up in a prostitution sting in a trailer park in Ohio. That's right. That's what happened yesterday. Now, apparently he wasn't meeting the hooker in the trailer park. He just happened to get arrested in the trailer park. The owner of the trailer park really wanted everybody to know that. That this is not where the hookers are. He just... the hookers aren't here. He just pulled over here for whatever reason. They arrested him here in my trailer park.
Hookers aren't here.
The hookers are not. You can live here without hookers being around.
It sounded to me like it was a sting.
It was. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing ever. Yesterday, out of the blue, this comes, and you would have... this like the last guy I would have ever thought would have done something like this.
Really?
You know?
I would have, yeah.
I don't know.
John Mara would have been the last guy I would ever thought would have done something like that.
Yeah, or Lamar Hunt or somebody like that. Yeah, yeah. Like Mike Brown.
Yeah, Mike Brown, yeah. Jeff York, yes.
How about one of the Rooneys?
Yeah, that's another one. Yes. Yeah, one of the Rooneys.
How about one of the McCaskies?
Yeah, that would be another one, yes.
Yeah, this was about as bizarre a story as we've had in a while. I mean, just... I guess his family must still live out there in Ohio.
Yeah.
And he must have been visiting. And, you know, who knows what in the world he was thinking. I mean, I don't know if he's personally worth $8.6 billion, but I know he's worth a lot of money, at least a fraction of that money, which would be, I would think, a couple billion, maybe half of it. And I'm not really sure what the hell he was thinking about. He's obviously not thinking in his right mind.
Yeah, it seems a little dark for a guy who's that successful, and that's being kind. Someone who obviously is going home to visit family, and I guess he filed for divorce in May and then decides to set up some sort of meet up with a prostitute somewhere near his hometown. I mean, it just...
Why couldn't he just go on an app?
Well, that too. I mean, there's so many questions about it. I mean, also, like, put in a little effort. You're a billionaire who's now single. Like, there's a lot of women who want to hang out with you, as opposed to finding some hooker in East Palestine, Ohio, in a trailer park for $140 when you're a billionaire. I mean, it is...
I thought it was a joke. When it first came over across the timeline, I was thinking, man, is this real?
Yeah, I and it is, and this is something now that he has to deal with. One of the things that's unfortunate is he does have two sons. I don't know how old they are. I know his wife, as I mentioned before, they filed for divorce the day after Mother's Day, which is something that I've thought about many times, actually, the day after Mother's Day being the day. No, I'm kidding, of course. But anyway... but yeah, it is, it's a tough one. And now people are going to be looking to see if the NFL does anything about it. The comparisons to Bob Kraft and the wacky massage place that he got all wrapped up into is, of course, are happening because he had no, penalty from the NFL over that. There was a video that apparently got nixed that, thank God for him, because that would have been seared in all of our brains forever. I would have never been able to not watch that. I would have had to seen that because my mind is warped. So that got nixed, but there was no penalty there. So he pled no contest. This is something that is now on his record.
Dropped misdemeanor charges.
Yeah, so the NFL's got to make a decision on that. But yeah, I mean, there's just a lot there, man. And I... You know, Jed York was, what is he, the grandson of Ed DeBartolo, or what is it? So Ed DeBartolo, who basically was the architect of the 49ers championship.
Right, who also got in trouble as an NFL owner.
Right. So he is related.
I want to say this guy is the son of, Ed DeBartolo's wife.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a second marriage or not. I mean,
Let's take a look.
The last name is obviously different than DeBartolo, so he may be, is it Ed DeBartolo's previous wife? I don't know, first wife? I'm not sure.
Let's see. Jed York became 49ers owner. Ed DeBartolo, he is, okay, here we go. Pro Football Hall of Famer Eddie DeBartolo Jr. relinquished control of the team to his sister.
Oh, sister, okay.
Denise DeBartolo York, York's mother, and brother-in-law John York, Jed York's father. So there you go. So it's his uncle,
Eddie DeBartolo, yes.
Yeah, so generally there, I wouldn't say, this isn't fair. A lot of times I feel like when someone is the family member of someone who built something and then it's the next person in line and they kind of didn't do it on their own type of thing. I'm not saying everybody, but this was criticisms about Jeff Wilpon for many years. There's also been others who have done it great. We just mentioned two of them, the Rooneys and the Maras. They have been family members and they've been figuring it out. But there's a lot of examples when you get a little...
Well, the Brown family.
Yeah, you get a little slippery.
McCaskey family.
Get a little slippery one that falls through the cracks.
The Hunt family.
It's like the show Succession, you know, where there might be an outlier in the family somehow gets the power, and here you go.
So, and then there's somebody that's a little off in the family.
Yeah, and maybe that's what's going on. But, yeah, it's a tough one. It's a strange one. Everybody's thinking if you were a billionaire, you wouldn't be doing something like this. Obviously, there's something going on in his life. He's going to get absolutely roasted for weeks and months and years. This is going to follow him around. This is going to be one of those things where people say, Jed York, you're going to think about Ohio hooker trailer park. It's just like now synonymous with him. But like all kidding aside, if you're someone who's actually friends with him.
I mean, just come here to Queens. They're walking all over the street here in the Queens.
That'd be another bad one, though.
But it's not a trailer park, at least.
Streetwalker, Queens, Trailer Park, Ohio.
He got lured to a trailer park. That sounds bad.
Well, he got, okay.
He got lured to a trailer park. That just sounds horrendous.
It does. It's really the question is why, like, you're really that hard up that when you're home to visit family, you got to find yourself a hooker in a trailer park in Ohio. That's really the question. I mean,
but the whole trailer park aspect of it just adds another level.
But this is
of this. You feel, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, get on people who live in trailer parks. I understand that. It's about affordability. It's about having a roof over your head. It's about hopefully having a job.
But there's a connotation.
There is a stereotype. Yeah. Yes. I understand that. I mean, that adds to this whole story.
Yeah, it
like
does.
Everybody just starts with the trailer park. That's what everybody's starting with.
So this is why the trailer park owner was like, listen, man, we just got caught up in this thing. So the New York Post did a whole thing. So here's the headline. Quiet place to live inside the trailer park where 49ers chief was arrested for trying to pay sex worker $140. So it's the Wheat Hill Mobile Home Community in East Palestine, Ohio, that was thrust into the spotlight Monday when Jed York was arrested there for trying to pay a hooker $140. The owner of Wheat Hill said later Monday that the 46-year-old York had not been planning to meet the hooker at the park, but had just pulled into the site when he was snared by cops. So now they're getting all wrapped up in this whole thing because, you know, this is where he was arrested.
Well, how did he get snared by cops? He must have gone on to some...
Well, yeah, it was obviously a website, agreed, emails, whatever it is. You know, that's what it had to be. So it said, according to
Just go on Bumble or what are these other ones called?
How about this? You go, take a trip to Vegas or L.A. You don't even need to get a real hooker. You just show up, go, hey, I'm a billionaire.
Go to Ibiza on a yacht.
Yeah, right. We'll go to Croatia for the night. We'll come back. How about that? As opposed to this. So anyway, so according to the community's Facebook page, which is, great. Wheat Hill Trailer Park Facebook community page.
Well, you've been on the Saveville Mom's Facebook page.
I do not go on that. I have No. I have tried to remove our entire family from that Saveville Mom's Facebook page. That thing is deadly. All right, so the chief of police for East Palestine said it was purely a coincidence. I just got off the phone with the chief of police. According to the chief, Jed York was arrested in the park because that's where he happened to pull over. They were not using addresses in the park as part of their sting operation. The news of this arrest in our quiet community is just as shocking to us as the rest of you.
So the police pulled him over for something.
Yeah.
They ensnared him in something and got him in something. They didn't say they pulled him over for speeding. They didn't say they pulled him over for erratic driving. They didn't say they pulled him over for a busted taillight. They didn't say they pulled him over for a Texas plate. They didn't pull him over for a plate that's covered, right. So you know the readers can't read the plate, so yeah. You don't have to play congestion pricing.
Sure,
right? I mean, so they pulled him over for some reason.
Yeah, I mean I guess it's legal because they got him, but it's an entrapment situation where you know, all right, we're gonna pose as hookers on this site, and you're gonna agree to pay me this amount of money, and then when you show up to that location, and here we go.